Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. We all have daily habits that are beneficial for us. Sleeping, eating, exercise, things that we need to do to help our health and our well-being. One of the most important habits that we really need to develop and keep working on is our daily Bible study. This habit is essential for our health, physically, mentally, spiritually, and it's our part of our daily communication with God. You know, we speak to God in prayer, and then God speaks to us through His Word, through Bible study. We can see what God's thinking is, what His mind is. And so today I want to simply consider some of the benefits of daily Bible study. Hopefully you're in the habit of doing it, but it's something that we can all keep working on and improving in, and it's very beneficial to us. And in this society, there's so many distractions. Satan is always trying to distract us away from God and His Word, and we have to really work to make sure that we put time and effort into our daily Bible study. Let's consider a few passages today, and if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so we could look at these scriptures together. And we'll start in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. The scriptures that we'll look at today are pretty familiar, I think, to people, especially those that are in the habit of studying their Bible, but it's good to be reminded of these basic truths. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God." And of course, this is talking about Bible study. "A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so we see here that God instructs us through the Bible to study. We need to be studying. If we want to really know what God's Word says and how to apply it to our lives, we have to study. It's far too easy to just assume what the Bible says. And oftentimes there's comments that'll come up. Maybe it's in a news story or something else, and there's some sort of a debate and religions involved. And people will say a lot of things, and a lot of it can be assumption. Well, the Bible says this, or God says that. We need to make sure we know, that we really do look into God's Word and study to know for sure what God says. You know, there's so many problems in this world that occur because people have false assumptions about the Word of God. So we want to avoid those false assumptions and really look into God's Word. Here's a quote from Lesson 15 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. This is a free course at thetrumpet.com. If you haven't signed up for it, please do so, and it'll help you with your Bible study, which is exactly what we're talking about today. And the quote says, "The word study here," talking about 2 Timothy 2:15, "the word study in this verse means to make haste and be diligent about it." Right? So we need to be studying. Ideally, it's good to study in the morning. It's a good habit to get into, Bible study before the day really gets going, along with prayer. But it says be diligent about it. The words "rightly dividing" connote making a straight cut. In other words, it is God's urgent desire that we study His words carefully and follow His instructions with precision, because He wants us to be happy, fulfilled, and excited about our future, in spite of all the pain and suffering in this dying world. And, you know, if you, again, watch the news, look at the headlines, there's a lot of things going on that are painful. There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of problems in this world. And so God wants us to really study His words carefully and make sure we're following His instructions. We want to avoid the problems that people get into when they're not following God. So we want to make a good habit of Bible study. Notice Romans 15 and verse 4. Romans 15 and verse 4, here another important passage on this topic. It says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." That's a great scripture. You know, it's we learn by reading the Bible. It's written for us. It's for our benefit. And that we, you know, we have a certain patience there and comfort that comes from the scriptures. And we can have hope. Studying the Bible gives us a real living hope. And, you know, that's something we all need in life. There are moments that can seem hopeless, but we don't have to feel that way. We can have a real living hope, but it has to come from somewhere, and certainly it needs to come from God's Word. Again, lesson 15, it says, "Whenever we're getting discouraged or lacking something we need, we should make it a habit." So again, you know, we're focusing on the, you know, the habit of Bible study here. "We should make it a habit to search the Bible and find what God has promised. God has given us plenty of sure promises that are full of hope." You know, you can think of the example of Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong. We have a lot of detail about him at thetrumpet.com, including his autobiography. And when you read through that, he talks about how wonderful, how joyful, how exciting it was to begin to really study the Word of God and look at it and say, okay, well, what does God promise or what does he say? And, you know, if he needed something or if he had a question, he'd look in the Bible and look for God's answer. And it was a wonderful and a very eye-opening study for him that really continued his whole life. He set us a great example in that. But to that point here, you know, as we just read, if there's something that we're discouraged about or we're lacking something, well, what does God say about it? Any situation, we can find the principle in God's Word. And we can really look and see what God promises and have hope in that. So we were talking a little earlier about assumptions, you know, but people can often assume the worst, right? Or think that there's no hope. The Bible gives us solutions. So, you know, if you become discouraged, don't throw your hands up and say, what's the use? Go to the Bible, see what God promises, see what he says. Sometimes, oftentimes, there'll be some correction in that. We probably need to do something differently. But then we have the benefit of, you know, all the positive things that come from making those changes. It takes study to find out what the Bible says, but we get God's perspective. We get God's solutions. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a very hopeful way to go about dealing with things. Notice 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. Here's another reason to study the Bible, 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." So we were just talking about studying God's Word so that we can have a real, practical, living hope. And then here we're told to make sure we can tell people why we have that hope. Well, we've got to be studying God's Word so we can tell them why. We should be able to explain to others why we are hopeful. Lesson 15 says, "To be able to give an answer to those who genuinely want to know more about the hope they see in us is another benefit of knowing what the Bible teaches." That's important there, that they have to genuinely want to know. You know, sometimes people ask questions, but they do it in sort of a condescending way or something like that, and we're not trying to get into arguments or anything. But if somebody really wants to know, if they're very interested, it's good to have an answer for them. And that takes some discernment to know, you know, if somebody's interested or they're just sort of wanting to get into a fight over beliefs or something like that. But they should see a hope if we're living by God's Word, and they might ask. And we want to be able to tell them correctly. Another thing that's important and that the Bible brings out is that we are to be able to teach our children what the Bible says. That's a group of people that, if we're parents, we have a specific responsibility toward. We have to teach them. Notice Deuteronomy 6. And all throughout their lives, they'll come up with, you know, situations, and they'll come against certain things that are struggles, and we need to give them direction and guidance. And sometimes parents can feel a little bit confused as to what to say, Well, we need to go back to the Bible and be able to teach from God's word, give them God's direction. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 6, it says, "And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart." So it's more than just a, you know, sort of memorizing. It's also really living it, really having it in our heart, in our mind. Verse 7, "And you shall teach them diligently," teach these words of God that we get from Bible study. "You shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise up." As we go through life, and as we raise our children, if we have that opportunity, we're to be teaching them about God and his words. But again, we can't fulfill that responsibility unless we ourselves are studying. Teach God's words diligently to our children. That's a responsibility that parents have. Notice Romans 10. Romans 10 here in verse 17. This is a passage that we talk about pretty often. Romans 10 and verse 17. It says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Lesson 15 says, Bible study builds our faith. When we tune into God and listen to his words, our faith increases. I like the way that's expressed, because we all tune into something every day, you know. A lot of people like to listen to music, or they like to listen to podcasts like this one or other ones, and that can be good, but it can also not be so good. It depends on what we're tuning into. We need to tune into God every day, tune into his words. And our Bible study is fundamental in that. And that Bible study builds our faith. We want to tune into God. We don't want to tune into Satan, who is, of course, without faith. It says, the more we study, the more we become familiar with how God guides, delivers, and heals his people. And that enables us to trust him more easily, and our faith builds. You know, when we read about how God delivered somebody in the Bible, that gives us faith that he'll deliver us too. You know, if we obey him and if we learn the lessons we need to learn, he'll deliver us also. And so reading about that history and studying about that, that builds our faith. Bible study builds our faith. That's another reason to study God's word. If we don't know what God's word says, how can we have faith in it? Because we don't even know what it is. God wants us to have an educated faith where we know what he promises and then we believe him. But if we don't know what he promises, then we can't have faith. So Bible study builds our faith. That's a really important reason for developing and continuing to improve the daily habit of Bible study. Notice 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Here's another scripture that's one that we talk about, and it's very important. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. It says, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We need all of that. You know, the scriptures are given for our benefit. They're profitable to us. We learn about God's doctrines. We get correction. We need some of that. We get instruction on how to live. Lesson 15 says, our natural thoughts and actions are not God's thoughts and actions, so we study to be corrected. You know, again, thinking back to the assumptions that people can come up with very easily, we can all do that. We, you know, we don't want to have this false assumption that we think like God does, or our thoughts are the same as God's. They're not. You know, we get God's thoughts by studying his word, getting his word into our minds. We don't just naturally think the way God thinks. As a matter of fact, we think opposite to that. Some people wouldn't think so, but that's the truth. Again, there's levels, I suppose. Some people are a little more naturally friendly or nicer than others or something like that. But when we're talking about really having the mind of God and thinking about things the way that he does, that only comes through studying his word. And then, of course, relying on God's spirit and having the mind of Christ in us. And there's, of course, a lot to talk about there. But specifically, we're talking about studying God's word. We need to study it so we can be corrected and we can see where we're off and then get on the right track. And that's for our benefit. That helps us. It says this can often spare us the heartache of making poor choices or bad decisions. You know, it's a lot easier to learn by reading God's word, taking the correction and changing, as opposed to, you know, having to go through some hard knocks because of bad decisions. You know, we can be spared, as it says there, a lot of heartache and a lot of poor choices or bad decisions if we're diligent in our Bible study. It says, through study of God's word, we gain wisdom that helps us avoid sin and the misery that accompanies it. The more we let God's word correct our natural carnal thinking, the more we are fashioned into God's image and prepared to be born into his eternal family. God's ultimate goal is that we think like him and that we're born into his family. And so we need to understand God's thinking. We need to have God's thoughts, understand God's actions, and make sure that we're striving to do those. And again, we're not going to understand what God's desires are or what we should be doing unless we get into the Bible and study it. And there's some correction there, but then that saves us from lots of problems. Notice 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, spiritually speaking, of course, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. We've all seen a baby, right, wanting to eat, being hungry. They are not happy until they get their food. They need it. They need it to grow. And so they really want it. They really desire it. That's the same attitude we are to have towards God's word, where we're like, I really need that. I need that every day. The Correspondence Course says, the words of the Bible are the spiritual food we need. We need it in order to grow spiritually. As we study and learn to think like God, and as we put into action God's way of life, we're able to gradually be weaned from the milk of the word and digest the stronger meat. You can look at Hebrews 5, verses 13 through 14 for a reference there. It says, until we grow enough to attain the very character of God. Just as we need physical food every day, so we need the spiritual nourishment of God's word every day. We need a daily habit of Bible study. It's so good for us. It's for our benefit. And you've probably had this experience, the same as I have, where, you know, you study something that morning and then something comes up throughout the day and you think, oh yeah, I read about that this morning and here's how I need to handle it. And that's a really good feeling to have that confidence to be able to say, I just read about that, you know, the principle, and I know how to apply that knowledge, and this is going to help me in this situation. That happens a lot. And so when we're in the daily habit of Bible study, we're really preparing for the day ahead. We need to do that every day and desire that spiritual food, God's word, to help us grow. There's a lot more on this topic, and you can read about it in Lesson 15 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. And we have a lot of literature there at thetrumpet.com that gets into different aspects of the Bible and Bible study and in just even proving the Bible to be true. You can learn all about that there at thetrumpet.com, and it's all free of charge. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.